Okay, so get this right, this deep dive. It's a doozy. We're looking at those fantasy excerpts you sent over.
Right, with the heroes and the
Yeah, those, and there's this one line, just grab me. We aren't living our own lives. We're just following someone whose life happened to be convenient for everyone else with minor modifications.
Whoa.
Heavy, right? And it's fantasy, but it's like relatable.
Yeah.
Who hasn't felt like they're on a track someone else built?
It's funny you should say that because this world, it's got these regal braves. They're the heroes, yeah, but they're backstories.
Don't get me started. It's like the tragic backstory starter kit for every single one. Dead parents, revenge, destiny.
Exactly. It's too perfect. Like the excerpt says, regal braves are no more than copies of the life of a prototype hero who once existed. Copies.
So are they even choosing anything? Or just fulfilling a template? Is that heroism?
Makes you think about our world, too. That pressure to follow the right path to success. Is it even what we want? Or just what's expected?
This author, man, they're getting at something deep, even with dragons and magic. And speaking of deep, there's this line about peace. It may seem strange, but the price of peace is far greater than that of war. It's just harder to see where the costs are coming from. That is the reason why, since ancient times, people have always sought peace but never been able to maintain it for long.
Wow. That gives me chills. Peace. Not as simple as we think, huh?
Right. War, at least you see the cost. But peace, it's like these hidden sacrifices, eating away at things.
And these regal braves, always fighting for peace. But are they paying the price with their very sense of self? Because their lives are so predetermined.
Hold on, hold on. That's gotta unpack that. That's
See,
good.
that's what I'm talking about. That feeling, that longing for home, it's in all these excerpts, but it's not just poetic, you know? It's like what they've given up for this peace. Like those sailors stuck at sea.
Always searching for a home they can't even reach. And that hero, the one who wins it all but feels empty. It's like, what's the point of a peaceful world if you can't share it? Or if you're so stuck on that path to getting there that you lose yourself?
It's the question, isn't it? Is that the real cost? Not just the fighting, but the pieces of yourself you sacrifice.
Man, and it reminds me of all those stories, right? The hero's journey. Lose your family, your friends betray you, hometown burns down, bam, now you're worthy. Why is that the recipe, huh? Why does greatness equal suffering?
Dark side of our stories, right? Like, it has to be a hard path. But these excerpts, it's like they're asking, what if it's not about being worthy, but about being broken? Are these regal braves only heroes because they fit the mold of suffering?
Okay, now my brain's really hurting. It's like the system needs them messed up. Which,
Yeah.
speaking of messed up, the Emnet White, the leprechauns. What's with that line? The failed next generation of Emnet White. That is our true nature. Huh? Help me out here.
It's like, the hidden history, right? You've got the Emnet White, these powerful, almost godlike beings, ancient history stuff. Then the leprechauns, smaller, less grand, like
So
echoes.
they're supposed to be tragic, like a fall from grace. Or is it more like adapting, making the best of a bad situation, even if it means being less than you
Yeah.
were before?
And isn't that the question? Failed just because they're different? Or are they strong in a new way? And when they ask, is that our true nature? Man, it makes you think about what progress even means.
Okay, this is heavy lifting for a Tuesday. And just when I think I'm getting it, this old man character pops up. Knows too much about the leprechauns, disappears when things get real, like he's playing a whole different game.
Oh, I like him. He's that puzzle piece you can't quite place, and that's why he makes you nervous.
Right. Think I've got him figured out, then bam, gone, vanishes. Or says something cryptic about the past, like the author's messing with us. Is he a good guy? Or is he manipulating everyone?
Especially with these narrators, right? We're seeing all this through their eyes, and they don't have a clue what's going on. Can we trust anything, especially about this old man?
What if he's the one making sure these heroes follow those pre-written paths? A puppet master, right? Pulling strings?
Yeah.
That's the cost no one sees. So let's get this straight. We've got heroes, but they're playing out destiny someone else wrote. Peace, but it costs you something hidden. And this old man, is he a good guy? Or is he pulling everyone's strings? Makes you wonder, do these characters have any say in their own lives at all?
It's like that classic question, isn't it? Fate versus free will. And this whole story, it's like a metaphor, you know? They're trapped by their pasts, by expectations.
Like when you make a big decision, but it's like,
Okay.
Did I really choose, or was it always going to go this way?
Exactly. But even when it feels like you're on rails, you still get to choose how you react, how you play the hand you're dealt. They might not control the whole story, but those little choices.
Yeah, that's where the freedom is, right? Maybe it's not about changing everything, but about finding those moments where you do have a say. And that matters.
It does. We're all shaped by something, sure. But we're not powerless. We still choose. And that ending.
Don't remind me. It's like the whole world's about to explode. So what happens? Do they break free or are they stuck in this crash course?
That's the question, right? Do we accept the story we're given? Or do we fight to write our own ending, even when it feels impossible?
I need answers, man. This whole thing, it started with fantasy heroes, and now I'm looking at my own life like, whoa, what am I choosing? What's the cost of maybe why peace?
That's the power of a good story, isn't it? Makes you look at your own reflection.
For sure. Well, folks, there you have it. Heroes, choices, hidden costs, and maybe a puppet master or two. We went deep on this one, and that's what these deep dives are all about, right? Making you question everything. Until next time.